This is Remembrance Redacted, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Skyrunner and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for present tense, POV first person, POV purge trooper Cody, angst, canon complicit, post order 66, ficlet, Cody gaslighting himself to avoid triggering the chip, clone trooper centric. This is inspired by a ship fic that I support wholeheartedly, but this text is Jen. Because I like to make myself suffer, obviously. Purge Trooper Cody. Clone Trooper Inhibitor Chips. Summary. The Purge Trooper, formerly known as Cody, is good at his job. But no matter how many lightsabers he picks up from fallen Jedi, none of them feel quite right. Author's Notes. Inspired by Love is a Battlefield by That Gay Jedi. This ficlet uses spoilers instead of true redactions, so you can see what Cody's not thinking. I recommend reading the full fic before revealing the redactions, or at least the full sentence. I'm not a cop, though. Do what sounds fun to you. Reader's Notes. There are two versions of this plot fic. One with the redactions, one without. Listen to both so you get the full scope of everything and the emotional devastation. I know something I shouldn't. There's a loop at my belt. It's been there since... or maybe even before. I know what it holds. Lightsabers. It's purpose made for it. I know that, too. It's not standard issue. Or it hadn't been until the Purge Corps formed. Until my designation changed from Marshal Commander to Purge Trooper. I know the Corps hunt those who've committed high treason against the Empire. First and foremost, we hunt the Jedi. Former mystics, former generals of the Republic, former uniformly responsible for the coup and attempted assassination of the Emperor himself. Collectively condemned to one shared fate. Death. The loop at my belt is well suited for carrying evidence of a verdict delivered. For a Jedi relinquishes their lightsaber only with their life. I know, because I delivered hundreds. Yet every time I successfully complete a mission, every time a Jedi falls and I victoriously clip a saber to that loop, I know something is wrong. I know it when I see blades of green and yellow. I know it when I reach for hilts of brass and bone. I know it by weight, by size, by balance. Hundreds of sabers, and none of them sit right on my hip, though the loop holds them all the same. I often imagine the moment I'll find it. I've imagined it so often that it feels like a memory now, one I've lived 100 times and one I'd happily live 100 times more. I imagine it every time I reach for a new saber, even when I know by sight that it's wrong. I reach, and I know it'll be cool to the touch. I reach, and know its gold detailing will gleam. I reach, and the pommel will carry the weight. I reach, and the satisfaction will come. I reach, this compulsion will fade. I reach, and I reach, and I reach, and I reach. and carefully pull back when the headache forms, when I reach too close to an undetectable chip in my mental armor. I've cut myself on it before. But I know the first time it sliced me, a Jedi lived. And I know something I shouldn't. The end. Arthur's notes. The chapter that inspired this fic hasn't technically been posted yet, but I couldn't resist giving that gay Jedi a gift today. Your fault, mate. You write Purge Trooper Cody so well. I hope I channeled even a little bit of that characterization in this. For everyone else, I know this is a little unconventional in style, so thanks for giving it a try, and let me know how you liked it. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Flower Parish as part of Podfic Summer Swap 2024 as a treat, because I saw this fic and I thought, who do I like enough to hurt? And then I thought, ha 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 ha, Flower Parish can take the damage. And then I thought, you know what would be so freaking cool? Do two versions. Do one version with the scratch out and do one version without it. So you can listen and you can hear the damage. You can hear it first. What, you know, what the original text is sort of meant to be with the crossouts, with the redactions. And then you can hear it second with the underlying, the parts he has to carefully not think. Oh, it's good shit. Thank you so much to Skyrunner for having blanket permission to Podfic, and also for the emotional fucking damage you inflicted on me. And, Flower Parish, I hope we're still friends. For everyone else, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.